Well, hello. It's lovely to see you all this morning. This is the fourth Sunday before Advent. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Blessed are you, Creator of all. To you be praise and glory forever. As your dawn renews the face of the earth, bringing light and life to all creation, may we rejoice in this day you have made. As we wake, refreshed from the depths of sleep, open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. And the psalmody, Psalm 15. Through the greatness of your mercy, I will come into your house.
Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle, who may rest upon your holy hill.
Whoever leads an uncorrupt life and does the thing that is right.
Who speaks the truth from the heart and bears no deceit on the tongue.
Who does no evil to a friend and pours no scorn on a neighbour.
In whose sight the wicked are not esteemed, but who honours those who fear the Lord.
Whoever has sworn to a neighbour and never goes back on that word.
Who does not lend money in hope of gain, nor takes a bribe against the innocent.
Whoever does these things shall never fall. Through the greatness of your mercy, I will come into your house. Lord, lead us to your heavenly home by single steps of self-restraint and deeds of righteousness. Through the grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the teachings of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord. I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who asked this from your hand? Trample my courts no more. Bringing offerings is futile. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and calling of convocation, I cannot endure solemn assemblies with iniquity. Your new moons and your appointed festivals, my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you stretch out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. Come now, let us argue it out, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be like snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool.
And the canticle for today. Splendor and majesty are yours, O God. You are exalted as head above all. Blessed are you, God of Israel, forever and ever, for yours is the greatness, the power, the glory, and the splendor and the majesty. Everything in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Riches and honour come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might. Yours it is to give power and strength to all. And now we give you thanks, O God, and praise your glorious name, for all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Splendor and majesty are yours, O God. You are exalted as head over all.
The New Testament reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost."
Oh.
Everybody disappeared.
Yes, sorry, you all disappeared. Now I'm going to read to Steph's reflection. This week, the seasons change yet again. The clocks go back and we negotiate All Hallows Eve and all that that means, and All Saints Day. Luke alone is among the gospel writers who tell us the story of Zacchaeus. It's a good story. It's a great story, especially as we contemplate what it means to be a saint and a sinner. Luke's story of Zacchaeus comes at what is known as Luke's travel narrative. Luke repeatedly reminds us that Jesus has set his face towards Jerusalem and will result in him entering Jerusalem in triumph on a donkey. Jericho was 17 miles away from Jerusalem, and it is here that Jesus meets Zacchaeus. The name Zacchaeus means righteous, which is, let's face it, a bit of a joke. When Luke describes Zacchaeus, he appears to be anything other than righteous. Luke tells us that Zacchaeus was the chief tax collector in the region and that he was very rich. In other words, Zacchaeus was a Jew who collected taxes for the enemy, the Romans. So he was no better than a traitor. Jews considered tax considered tax collectors to be no better than thieves or robbers. Luke also tells us that Zacchaeus is very rich. Tax collectors were notorious for getting rich by blackmail and fraud. They took money from the poor and looked after their friends and their buddies. Tax collectors were well known for their corruption, and any decent person would treat them with utter contempt. There was one other notable thing that Luke tells us about Zacchaeus. He was very short. From Luke's account, it seems as if everyone in Jericho wanted to see Jesus, and Zacchaeus was no exception. However, because of his height, Zacchaeus couldn't see a thing. I imagine no one in the crowd would make it any easier for him to do so. So Zacchaeus did something that was, especially for a man in his situation, quite extraordinary and utterly undignified. He ran ahead of the crowd, shinned up a tree, and waited for the crowd to pass by. When Jesus reached the spot where Zacchaeus was, he stopped, looked up, and told Zacchaeus to come down, and then invited himself to Zacchaeus' house. What a moment! I have spent many a moment over the years trying to imagine what Zacchaeus felt like when Jesus stopped under that sycamore tree. So what are the things to notice in this familiar story? Firstly, it is fairly obvious from Luke's account that Zacchaeus desperately wanted to see Jesus, but the crowd was in his way. I have found myself wondering, when was the last time I desperately wanted to see Jesus? When did I last desperately want to be with him? And what are the things in my life which, like the crowd in the story, block my vision of him? Sometimes it is worth just stopping for a while to take stock. Sometimes I am aware that my spiritual vision is limited and I need to have a shake-up and see things from a different perspective. Sometimes I know I need to look at things from a different angle, but it's hard to see how. It's so easy to get stuck and to stay in a safe and familiar rut. Robert and I have been lucky enough to have 2 weeks' holiday. Last week, we spent a few days in Bristol, going to the theatre, looking at art, mooching around bookshops, and generally experiencing city life with all its colour and diversity. It was great. Home is also great. But going away gave us a change of perspective. On Sunday, we went to Christ Church Clifton, a large, thriving Anglican church. The worship was amazing, although we only knew a couple of the songs. There wasn't a dog collar in sight. The talk was challenging, not just from the vicar, but from members of the congregation. And we left feeling refreshed and renewed, having been given a new perspective. It would have been so easy for Zacchaeus to have stayed at the back of the crowd, grumbling and disappointed because he had missed seeing Jesus. Instead, he did something about it. He rushed ahead of the crowd, climbed a tree, and trusted that Jesus would come his way and that he would see. When Jesus passed under the tree, he stopped, looked up, and asked Zacchaeus to come down. "Quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today." Zacchaeus was desperate to see Jesus, but it seems to me that Jesus was equally desperate to see Zacchaeus and to come to his home. Inasmuch as Zacchaeus was searching for an encounter with Jesus, Jesus was also searching for him. The Bible tells us that God pursues us with an everlasting love. He pursues us and searches us out. He doesn't want us to remain hidden in the branches, but he wants to see us face to face and to share life with us in our homes. When I did last open up my home, my life to Jesus, allowing him to come in and dwell there, interestingly, Jesus doesn't give Zacchaeus time to zip home and have a quick hoover before he came round. He knows what Zacchaeus is like. There is no need for pretense because Jesus loves and values him. Luke tells us that Zacchaeus came down from the tree with excitement and joy. When we spend time with Jesus, when we encounter him and his love and his goodness, when we worship him and learn from him, we should experience excitement and joy. We are people who delight in the Lord because he delights in us. In contrast, the crowd are indignant and grumble. He has gone to be the guest of a notorious sinner. The crowd are so blinkered they cannot see the miracle and the transformation that is happening before their eyes. But Zacchaeus was not going to be moved. He was not going to budge. He stood before Jesus and said, "I will give half my wealth to the poor, Lord, and if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much. I wonder whether the crowd even heard what Zacchaeus had said. And if they had, would they give him the chance to show that his desire to change was genuine and real? The story of Zacchaeus is an extraordinary one. It shows us how God sees us, notices us, even though we think we are hidden, inviting us to come close to him and to stand before him, face to face, and then to allow Jesus to follow us home. Amen.
Let us pray. All-forgiving, all-loving God, we worship you today. We acknowledge your greatness, confessing we cannot understand your ways, but we know they are wonderful. We bring you all our praise, joining our voices with your children around the world, lifting our hearts and faces to you. You, God of our lives, our hearts, our world, we bless your name today. Amen. God of grace, we pray for those who are overlooked, those who weep behind closed doors, those without a champion for their cause. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. We pray for those whose minds hold hidden terrors, who cannot voice the pain they feel within, and those who struggle with everyday tasks. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. We pray for those who feel the blows of cruelty, for those for whom injustice is the norm, and those whose lives are marred by persecution. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. God of grace, surround all for whom we pray with love and care today, that peace and hope may spring from unexpected places. We pray especially for those who are ill, for Jacques, Jen, Aileen, Rosemary, Ali, Brenda, Kathy, Olivia, Gerald, Cynthia, Rod, Pippa, Joe, Dave, Jackie, Mary, Herbert, Helen, John, Bob, Sarah, Henrietta, Tony, and Donald. We also pray for your love and comfort to be with the families of those who are no longer with us. We pray for Jen Burnett's family, Jenia Edmonds, Alan Hopkins, Enid Hamidullah. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for being with us today and every day. In our noisy, busy lives, we pray that we may hear you calling our names and make the effort to see your face in the crowd. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And the collect for today. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Grant us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those inexpressible joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
So let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hello, everybody. You can probably, I will try and unmute you all, but
we can unmute ourselves.
Yes, I think that might be safe.
Yeah.
Ask all to unmute. There we are. We'll do that. There we are. Well, thank you. I've just got a couple of notices. A soup lunch on Monday at Crewsm Orchard Village Hall from 12:30. Everyone's welcome, but if you need transport, either contact Claire or the office. And we have the big quiz in aid of Tear Fund coming up on the 19th of November at Templeton Village Hall. This is a national event. I think we've tried to be part of it previously. So it's the details are in the magazine, or just give either go on the website or give the office a ring and get yourselves a team together for Saturday the 19th. And just bring and share supper as well. Okay, right. Thank you all very much.
Goodbye, everybody.
Brilliant.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the rest of your day.
Good week, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.